A literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to the Snooze Podcast with Ian Levin.
And Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal, because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucked in the ass?
The shade is dangerous.
And we're back. And by back, I mean recording again.
I know. It's been forever, it feels like. I think
it's been a month.
We've had viewer complaints, listener complaints. People have been demanding us to release more episodes. So we're just giving the people what they want, really. We're just answering. We're back by popular demand, you could say.
We've almost become like... We're so unpredictable that it's predictable. Like we're talking with someone as far as getting onto their network, so to speak. And it's like, well, how often do you guys record? When do you put it out? I'm like, I don't really know how to answer that.
We don't have to explain our art to you.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, see Shannon and she'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours. Go see her. So she can tell you nothing.
The only rule is we have no rules, so we refuse to adhere to any normal podcasting standards, but apparently we're going to start trying to do that.
Well, we'll see. And you know what, though? I mean, if they're going to start taking, like, from the new episodes forward, like, how do they know what's new? We can just give them anything.
Exactly.
We can give them episode 6. Here. Yeah. Here's an episode 6 for you, you know, have at it.
And we've got lots of really awesome guests lined up, and big things are afoot. I couldn't be more excited. Can you hear it in my voice?
I can.
Yeah, I can see it.
Damn.
I smell it.
There's a fire in these eyes.
There's big things lined up, and I had something to say that I forgot, so
well,
in any case.
The biggest thing we have lined up is right here, right now.
Here, right now.
Right in this very moment, we have Hudson Valley comedian / actor / very important person, Mr. Alec Vanacore.
Hey. Yeah, that's me. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Great.
We do have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had him at Hello.
Yeah, it was that easy.
This is very nice. This is nice. It's
we're all drinking tea. No one can see that, but I feel like I need to inform
We're all
people.
Wearing mittens.
Yeah. I cut a hole in my mittens for my pinky so it can pop out.
Oh, is this your pinky?
Yeah. So I can be proper while I drink my tea.
It's probably the worst use of a mitten hole ever, but go for it.
What are the good uses for the mitten hole?
Well, you could at least get, like, you know, an opposable thumb out. That one's pretty important. You can't really grab things with a pinky as well.
Right.
I'm actually thinking
other than
that
the world's most delicate hand jobs. It's just all pinky.
That's a polite hand job.
Yes.
One pinky?
And it takes 3 days. He finally just comes from exhaustion.
You could probably jerk a midget off that way. Or a micropenis, which you have done.
Not with a pinky.
You could have.
Did you lift your pinky up to make it polite?
Yeah. No, when you deal with the micropenis, you're still dealing with, you know, your first finger and your thumb, but the pinky goes up. The same way, like, if you're drinking a mug of coffee, the pinky's not up. If you're drinking from a little demitasse cup.
Oh, so you're giving the okay sign.
Yeah.
Like the okay.
It's going to be all right.
Hey.
I got something topical. Let's see what you guys
think. An ointment?
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to heal this rash that won't go away. What do you guys think about this?
It's about suppression.
It's about oppression.
Okay.
So there's been a hubbub right now about no black actors or actresses being nominated for the Academy Awards. Okay. Mm-hmm. My philosophy on this, without giving it that much thought and I'm a white guy, so what do I really know about this?
Alex and Eskimo, so that's kind
Are
of
you?
Nice and neutral.
Isn't there a polite way to say Eskimo, though? It's like
Inuit.
Inuit.
They're not real. I personally
Eskimos
don't
aren't real?
No. It's a farce.
What do you mean it's
if
a farce?
If you were a unicorn, wouldn't you try and convince others that unicorns didn't exist? That's what Alex said.
The greatest
right
trick
now.
The devil ever played.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I just don't... Have you met one?
You?
Not, well, now.
No, but I don't know. I don't,
well, what is being,
since I'm not one,
what does
count.
Being an Eskimo entail?
Well, I mean...
Besides killing fish with your mouth.
Yeah, you
clubbing
kill fish
a lot
your
of
mouth.
Seals.
Yeah, building houses out of ice. It's so stupid.
That's got to be real.
No, it's not. Why would you ever? Were they mining ice when they came through? They're following the woolly mammoth and got out their pickaxes and mined ice.
How would you
ice?
Heat that place?
Exactly.
You just die. Yeah. You're done building it and then you die.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It forms natural insulation too. You're creating a barrier between you and the cold, and then the air inside heats up.
But doesn't melt it.
No.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Not if you know how to do it right.
So anyway, wait. So back to Academy Awards. Here's my declaration in my humble opinion. If we're at a point where the black struggle is that we haven't had people nominated for an Academy Award, I think they've won. I think the struggle's over. Like if that's the biggest problem that's now facing their community, or that's even something that even remotely needs to be focused on, then I think we're good, right? Are we good now? Is our guilt over? What do you guys think?
As an Inuit, I don't really feel any guilt about what you guys did.
They were here first.
Like, whatever. I don't know every fucking movie that came out this year, but, like, it seems like every year there's a fair mixed bag of nominees, whatever racial. Now, listen, whites are a majority in this country, so proportionally they're going to be. Like, am I complaining there aren't enough white guys on every NBA basketball team? Should that be a concern of mine as a Caucasian?
No, because we're in it to win, Laz.
Don't you? I mean, you'd think you'd want the best actor.
The real complaint was how many black NBA team owners are there?
I think Michael Jordan is one. It's at least one.
How many? Because then it just falls into a whole different category of when you look at it in a different way. It's like, well, it's just rich old white men that now own an entire herd of black people
right.
that are doing something on their behalf that's making them ultimately most of the money. So
I'm looking for the problem in that. But
okay, but
yeah, it's that Chris Rock, you know, rich versus wealthy.
Of the Academy Awards, I mean, it's kind of like, well, it would reflect anybody's feelings on like affirmative action. I think it's like, well, do you want an equal spread, or do you want it picked solely on who performed
the best job?
The best,
which is subjective because human beings are. It's not like it's a sport where there's a winner. You know, human beings are viewing these films and picking their nominees, so it's subjective.
Is the Academy? Are they like mixed pretty well?
What's
with
their
the
ratio?
That's
I was
a good
just
question.
Wonder. I was just thinking that.
That's a good question. We need to look into that.
Yeah, somebody source it out.
What? Look up the Academy.
The breakdown.
It's got to be mostly white. I mean, clearly. Well, I mean, come on, think about it. It's old white men, probably, but like they're.
Well, Hollywood's run by Jews, right? So
everything's run by Jews.
It's the truth.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm not. That doesn't reflect my opinion.
I'm not running anything. I'm running this shithole. I mean,
right now, I mean,
but
you're running it, though, right?
This is still fair. A media
even
outlet.
Even in this microcosm.
Yeah.
In this microcosm Shannon of entertainment media. Shannon is certainly, you know, one third.
She's the face half. And you're the man behind.
I guess.
He's the Sonny Bono on the chair.
That's fair. Yeah. Like I'm, you know, I carry the fucking shit. I record this shit. So I'm not just, you know, the guy sitting in the ivory tower.
I'm just the razzle-dazzle star power.
You're the talent.
Yeah.
You're the talent. No doubt.
I'm just creating a diversion with my hair.
We make sure you get out safe when there's a ghost. You're the essential one. In that phalanx that we created, you are that centerpiece.
Yeah. Well, again, by happenstance, only because you
miscalculated your own cowardice. Right.
I think on some hidden level, you did understand the laws of physics and were trying to protect me and have my back.
I will let you believe that.
Do I have to worry about the ghost?
And by ghost, if he means drunken Irish douchebag, maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a specter in this place.
There's a spectrum in this place.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
You never hear any like outspoken like Asian people complaining that they're not nominated. When's the last time that's happened ever?
An Asian? Yeah, but I'm sure Joy Luck Club got nominated for something. Maybe I can't even think of one.
Rush Hour could have won that year.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan is legitimately the Asian Leonardo DiCaprio of the Academy.
The villain in Karate Kid 2.
Isn't that always Jet Li? Isn't Jet Li?
Was that Jet? That wasn't Jet Li,
no,
was it?
No.
I remember I saw Karate Kid 2. How old must I have been? Like, I don't know, 15, 14, younger. I saw Karate Kid 2 with my mom. And it's the, you've seen that, both you guys, that movie, Part 2?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the final scene. And my mom randomly turns to me and she's like, what is this, a fucking dancing movie? Like, she wanted blood. She wanted a fight. I'm like, let's just see what happens. What is a fucking dance movie?
I picture your mother feisty.
My mom is very feisty, blunt, and downright rude.
It's got, the movie's got the word kid in it. How bloody is it going to be?
Live or die, man. Then he honks his nose. Like, that's what you get.
She was into Hunger Games before it was cool.
She was into a lot of things before it was allowed.
Yeah, that's true.
My mom wanted to live the alternative lifestyle before you really could. So, yeah, she was ahead of her time.
I like that.
Times have caught up.
A woman of vision.
Yeah. Yep. Living the lie.
Aren't we all, though?
What's she living now?
She's living the lesbian domestic partnership life now. Yeah, she's living the lesbian dream.
That's rough.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that's horrible.
Well, she's not married.
It's the booby prize.
She's no pun intended. She's living like, it sucks because she wasted her hottest years. Like, she could have been the hot lipstick lesbian. Now she's just the, you know, more than middle aged sort of,
but
you know, frumpy lesbian.
There's no group more accepting of that than the lesbians.
Sure.
You know, like, I think in the gay man community, there's a little more pressure to look a certain way and stay fit and stay attractive and stay whatever. Lesbians are all about letting themselves go. Because it's really like you have the two men, you have a woman with a man, and it's somehow always about trying to like keep up, make myself more feminine so he can feel more masculine instead of working on his mommy issues. Like, I'm just going to paint my nails and grow my hair because you can't face your past. Like, but when you get two women together, I think that's the ultimate kind of like, every girl has had that best friend where you have that moment and you're like, oh my God, can you imagine if we were just lesbians and we could just live this way forever? Like, and just be us. I think that's really what
it's
about.
I think dudes have kind of thought that too on some level, where I've been like, man, if only I can get past the fact that I'm nauseated by the thought of any interaction with a man. Like, we watch sports, we could chill, there's no cattiness. Yeah. Like, I'll speak for myself, but we don't want to be around women. Like, it's the worst. In most cases, they're not as funny or fun or cool. It's just that little, like, Gaza strip of land that if it wasn't for that, we would just kill you and keep our igloos warm with your pelt.
I give you that. But again, I'm saying it's the pressures that men put on sexual partners. Because I feel like even as a gay man, if you all of a sudden, Ian, converted and you were gay, mm-hmm. and you took up with a guy, mm-hmm. say Alec.
Well, it's fine for argument.
Yeah,
I'm,
right.
I'm not averse.
How
yeah.
long is it before you end up encouraging Alec to
lose a couple?
I'm the kind of dude he's into, though.
To lose a couple and wax his ass crack. You know?
I don't...
Like, oh, you know what? I love sticking it in your asshole. You know what I'd love better? Sticking it into a hairless asshole. You know? And it's like guys are always kind of looking for that, like, how could we make this sexier for me?
Visually thing. Sexier.
Like, yeah, whereas women aren't so much about that. We're more about the emotion and connection and security. So I think that's why lesbians tend to be like, let's just
feel
a
good.
Lot of flannel and not shave and, you know, really
that,
just...
Does that make me a lesbian?
Yeah, flannel, not shaved. Yeah, you just described our Eskimo friend.
Yeah, he's my lesbian Eskimo friend.
Like, by the way, is that derogatory? Like, do you take offense to like,
I'm
hey,
not I'm actually.
Not, right. No, I'm not saying you are, but.
But you're not saying he's not, right?
I don't
like,
know.
It's up for question.
I wouldn't have thought it till you brought it up.
I know. This
Can
is
you
just...
even clearly picture what you think one would look like?
It would have a parka on.
Yeah, that's clothes. You can't think of the fit. That's why they're not.
Right. No, they're born with a parka on. What do you mean?
Probably be gnawing on a hunk of blubber.
I picture like was Dave Attell like a snow Mexican. Like an Eskimo is like a snow Mexican. Right?
It's
yes.
Like a sombrero.
Like they all look kind of the same. They're all like sort of stout.
There's the Bering Strait, which gave all of Native Americans, Mexicans, you know, Inuits, that's where they get that look is because they have
that pile of shit look
coming across. Oh, no. See, now you've taken it to that place.
That's me being a man. I'm manning it up. Sorry.
I was trying to be edgy and be, like...
Edgy?
Fun
By
racist.
Being nice?
But you take it to that dark, dark place.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call any of our Eskimo or
Already,
Inuit listeners.
I feel like that's how we're going to prove they're real, is when we
the
get
protest.
Like the complaint email.
How come there's not one Eskimo nominated for Best Picture this year? Not even
ever.
One.
Ever.
Ever.
Was there ever one? Aside from Nanook of the North.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio
in The Revenant was the closest we're going to come.
And he's been, I know what his goal, in his Golden Globe speech, which I heard a recording of, he certainly mentioned these forgotten people.
Yes.
These Inuits.
Or Canadians. It's probably in Canada.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying there are no such thing as an Eskimo.
Yeah.
So then clearly one can't win Best Picture.
Ever.
So ever.
You're
ever.
Saying they don't exist or they aren't what we think they are.
I mean, like, they could be extinct. I don't know. I mean, but, you know, all right. So.
Although on Discovery Channel, they alluded that they might try and bring them back after they master the woolly mammoth.
They'll bring holograms. Yeah.
They're all, that's like the frozen cavemen they find up there. This is the remnants of the Eskimos. They're not... For a while, I thought maybe it was like a government ploy.
Well, they got taken.
You can't legally whale unless you're an
Eskimo.
Didn't
they get beamed up by the same people that took the Mayans and the Druids and whatnot?
The Mayans made like incredible structures and like rich culture. Eskimos made
snow
caves.
Well, all they got is snow. They did the best they could. They've got gravity working against them. It's really, you're not going to...
See, just like every other...
You're not going to make Machu Picchu out of bricks of ice.
This goes back to excuses, just like the Academy Awards. Earn it. Give a fuck what textiles you're working with, son.
I think when you're living a life where you have to like slice open a warm baby seal and put it on your head like a hat, I think maybe like your priority, you have 30 different names for snow. You've taken the time to categorize snow that day. Like, this is a different life.
It's a
they don't give a fuck
why
about
they
your
just
Academy
move?
Awards.
Why don't they just move?
You don't need to. Right, you don't need to live there.
No, you don't. You don't do any of that.
They probably die on the journey, though.
But everywhere else that you would have moved on to in mainland Canada or the United States or anywhere, you have all these other groups that are like fighting you for
close our borders, put a wall up.
And it's kind of like, well, if we stay here, there really is like very few, you know, things that are going to bother us. Yeah, you know.
We'll die at 12.
A couple of us are going to be taken by a polar bear every now and then. But other than that...
They must get scurvy all the time because there's no... You can't grow things in ice.
Yeah, where are they getting their vitamin C?
They aren't.
The sun. Oh, vitamin C.
Yeah, that's what causes scurvy is vitamin C deficiency.
I think if they do venture elsewhere, they see what normal people look like, feel awful about themselves.
They're like,
as
just
the
go back.
Pile of shits they are and then go back. That's why they don't leave. Right? Like by proxy.
Can you
like,
edit out my laughter? I don't even want to be credited
you don't
with
find
laughing
that,
at
that's
that.
That's not funny. I'm not... That wasn't.
I'm laughing at your ridiculousness.
That was the ghost of Shamrock.
It was.
That's laughing.
A racist ghost of Shamrock.
Yeah, this is so a character racist. That I play. I don't even, you know.
No.
This is not my true
Nobody
belief.
Knows the real us. This
no.
Is, we're not.
You should get an Academy Award for your portrayal
of a bitter racist.
My portrayal now that I'm acting. Like, which one is the actual portrayal?
It's going to be like Primal Fear. That's going to be like, there is no
don't
Ian.
Don't touch the dumbbell.
There's only Laz. There is no Ian.
I wish. My life would be fucking great if that were the case. I'd get so much more done.
True that.
But anyway, here's another thing I've noticed.
We accomplished nothing.
And then I'm
the
out
Academy
of.
Awards.
And
so
then I'm out of.
Out there.
Then I'm out of things for the week that I've thought about. But you notice that like tuna fish evaporates. Like when you put a bowl of tuna in the sink and then put the water on, it just disappears. Not even down the drain. It just evaporates.
You know, I think you're onto something, because if you leave it out...
It just goes away.
It's less than it was before.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that because fish are mostly
water
made of water?
That's it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you leave anything out...
It just vanishes.
Yeah, it evaporates. Are you talking about like leaving it out for like
cats? No, I'm talking about like
how long
when I put like the bowl, the remnants of what I didn't eat into the sink, turn the water on. I'm not talking about it like leaving the bowl going down the drain. It just goes away like magic. Poof. No, it does.
Well... The tuna fish that you're eating, if it's coming from a pouch or a can...
It's a can.
...is so... It has so many different kinds of sodium and fluid mixed into it because that's going to bulk it up mm-hmm. with water and add weight. And so they can sell you...
So it has that salt effect.
...an ounce of actual tuna and bulk it up with filler.
But I'm watching this actual substance go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the breakdown.
Well, I've had that answered.
You ever see the tuna fish at Subway?
Yeah.
It's like milk. There's so much
water. So much mayonnaise
and
water.
So much liquid.
Well,
that's the key.
The disappearing aspect of it is because of what kind of fish it is, and it's stored in salt. it eventually gives off that liquid it's stored, and that's why you get like some tuna in like tuna soup when you make the tuna salad.
I feel like I've learned something now.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really feel like I'm glad I came here.
We've all grown about it. A little.
Nice.
I can't. You're like two things: Academy Award racism, tuna.
Yeah,
we just run the gamut.
You got to talk about what you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know. Well, I don't know shit about the Academy Awards, but
did those Finding Nemo fish? Did they win an Academy Award?
Clownfish? I'm sure they had to have won some sort of cinematography. There's no best comedy Academy Award. There had to be some kind of.
We're talking about a fish winning it, and that's the part that he's like, that's ridiculous. Oh, shit. I think you're thinking of the movie. Golden Globes. Get your shit together, you hot mess.
Stop. Anyway, what's going on? What do we want to talk about?
You know what I want to talk about? I want opinions on this. I have a friend who's a midwife, and she's very, like, she's a lactation consultant. So everything she posts on Facebook is, like, breastfeeding and lactation-based and, like, on my feed today, I'm scrolling through, and there's this box of hand-knitted, like, multicultural fake boobs that are, like, knitted. They're just, like, a ball with a big nipple on it, all, like, hand-done. And I'm like, wow, you never see that. And I see a lot of girls posting about, like, the breastfeeding controversy now, which has really come to a head of, like, the over-sexualization of breasts in American media. And the fact that women will get shit for breastfeeding in public. And I don't remember it being a big deal. Like, I would see women breastfeed in public and never thought anything about it. But now that this is out there, I'm always curious for, like, a man's opinion on it.
Yeah, I've never witnessed anyone getting mad about it. I've never seen anyone see a boob and complain.
Have you seen a lot of women breastfeeding in your life?
I've seen some people.
Some people?
Yeah.
Here and there.
Just the ones he had binoculars outside their window.
Yeah.
Where would you normally encounter that? Where would you normally?
Like a mall.
Yeah. Or a grocery store.
Yeah. And it never bothered you.
No, it was, you know, probably pumped about it, really. It was probably like,
yeah. Oh, what about you?
A little boob right there.
The times I've seen it, like, one of the thoughts that crosses my mind is like, okay, she has, like, the balls to do that. Okay, good for her. Because it does seem like I would go to the car or maybe a bathroom. I wouldn't necessarily do it like sitting at the fucking, you know, food court, but yeah. That's fine. And then when I see it, I'm like, all right, well, don't stare because there's kind of a titty out. And when you look back, it's going to seem like, but then you don't want to not look because you don't want to make it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal. I can just freely look where I'm looking. So it's this whole conflicted thing. But at the end of the day, I do want to see the titty. That's
even,
like the bottom line.
Even if there's a baby attached to it.
Especially if there's a baby attached to it. Oh, God. No, but yeah, titty's a titty.
I'm checking out the baby. You know, the baby, it's a baby's almost like, it's covering up that payload that you're going to see when you see the whole boob.
The baby's an accessory.
The baby's like a sexy bra.
It's nice. it's like Janet Jackson's little nipple star.
Oh, that was so unsexy.
But instead,
and
it's a larval human being.
Look, a titty's a titty. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so neither of you guys have a problem with that. Do you feel like a lot of the people that have a problem with it are women that are threatened by their husbands or boyfriends?
Looking at it?
That's
interesting. I don't
see that. I can see that. That makes
sense. I see, exactly. That I see, because that's like such a woman bitchy thing to do. And I remember seeing, who was it? Alyssa Milano on Wendy Williams. Not that I watch Wendy Williams. I saw the clip on Facebook. But she went on, and Wendy Williams had like a whole issue with women breastfeeding in public.
What was her issue, though? Did she say? Or
no, she just kind of like stammered uncomfortably and couldn't give her an answer. But it's like,
I mean, is there?
I'm wondering if it's more women who are threatened by it.
Like, what would, for example, like women that I've seen do it either somewhat cover up or the baby's there? Like, are you allowed legally to just take your titty out and like openly do that, or do you have to
you legally can
have a titty fully flapping out?
Well, you are urged as a breastfeeding mom to be discreet. So you kind of, they make special breastfeeding clothes that you wear.
Right, right.
And like you have the baby swaddled. So like you kind of use that as a shield with your special breastfeeding clothes. And if you do it smoothly, no one's going to see your nipple.
Right.
You know?
Is it like a zipper that unzips and the boobs
underneath? Usually it's like.
There is. Well, it's more like Velcro. It's like a Velcro thing.
A lot of them, it's just layered fabric so that you can pull the two fabric pieces apart.
Make that motion again.
Oh, my God.
Well, I had a thought. I'm retarded today.
So, no, that's, what I'm saying is, if it's done properly, no one's really seeing much of anything. You might see the outer part of the boob here, but that's like side what boob. Rihanna would show in a dress that's being publicly broadcast but at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So
it goes toward twofold. One, like this whole, I mean, puritanical oppression of women and what's natural and whatnot. There is a certain level of like women not, like you even said about men sort of shaping sexuality, whatever, that same vibe of like women can't just be women or natural, or organic. Yeah. That's probably part of it.
It's like, go ahead. You are legally and socially welcome to not shave your armpits, not shave your legs, not shave your twat, not wear real deodorant, you know, like, but you're going to pay a price with that unless you stick to a herd of people that are exactly like
lesbians.
Kind of, you know. But
then, like you said, as far as like, you know, yeah, Rihanna shows the same thing in the newspaper or a magazine or a video, but like there's this, as a dude, especially like there's the element of seeing what you're not supposed to see is everything. And I've said it before at a strip club, like the one hot waitress that doesn't strip, she's the one you're dying to see naked. Or like when you get a peek behind the curtain when they're changing, they're going to be naked in 5 seconds, but to see back there while they're putting the fucking pasties or whatever on, it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to be, or tan lines. Just indicates you're not supposed to see that. It makes it awesome. So there is a level of all that with the titty feeding, or whatever you call it.
That's not what you call it? That's not.
I mean, you could. Breastfeeding is generally more accepted. Okay. Titty feeding sounds like what the stripper does between dances in the back of the club.
Can we talk more about the shirts with the nipples out?
Yeah.
Because that sounds pretty good.
Sounds like something George Michael would wear on stage.
Yeah, no.
Just a metal loop.
They make special bras, too, where there's that like I've a little seen. Clip. You just press it, and it's like, boom, your whole
It's like a fucking
out.
Cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah. Here's a titty.
So you wear titty one o'clock. Of those under the special thing, and it's like,
Did you have that back when you were in that situation, or no?
Yeah, no, I did that.
In public, or just...
Well, I was always discreet. I would do it in public, but in most places I would go out to the car and do it only because of my own
modesty,
self-consciousness.
And that's what I was saying. I can't believe the confidence of like, all right, well, here I am, motherfucker. Here it is.
Or if I was in a restaurant, sometimes if I was like kind of in the back of the restaurant, you know, like I might, but I would have him completely covered with a blanket. Like no one could even see.
Right. Which is probably the right thing to do. And I'm not trying to say people can't do what they want.
Be modest about it, but I think you should be able to do it anywhere.
Are people just being really brazen about it? Or are they just...
I've never seen anything ridiculous.
Are they taking off their whole shirt and then just holding the baby
while blowing a gun?
I think the other thing that makes people uncomfortable is a lot of women have gotten into, which is again a natural thing, like they're breastfeeding the kid till they're like two.
When they have teeth and shit.
And some two-year-olds, it's like...
They go for the reach around.
They're like big, talking, bright, intelligent.
Well, the cover of that Time magazine. Yeah, like where it's a 3-year-old like, or something.
The kid's sitting there with like, you know, a bag of like Snackwells under one arm, just like, you know...
The kid's wearing like a smoking jacket with a pipe, like, yo, bitch, I'm hungry. What up?
Pull out that shit.
Yep. And I've seen lots of friends of mine, like where, you know, when they start to wean the kid off of it, the kid in public is very demanding of the breast, and it can be... kind of an issue. But I think that's another part that makes people uncomfortable is because that's kind of more in fashion again, like breastfeeding for longer times. I think people, if you're like out at the mall and all of a sudden you see like what looks like it could be a kindergartner walk up to some girl and just start sucking on her titties.
Well, then you should be discreet because that's embarrassing. At that point, be a little more discreet.
Yeah.
You should probably call like Child Protective Services.
Or maybe like, maybe it's the coolest thing ever. Protected. That kid's fucking sucking a titty. It's dope.
Kids, more gangster than you'll ever be. It's also kind of odd because it's kind of a big thing. Were you guys breastfed? Were either of you?
I was breastfed.
You were?
Until I got teeth.
What about you?
I think my mom tried and either didn't like it or wasn't good at it, so I might have been less than a handful of times.
Wasn't good at it?
She could tell that I enjoyed it. So she's like, yeah, this is not recreational. This ain't no fucking pleasure call.
You're 14.
Right, dude.
We're done with this.
Dude, it's time to go to school. Get up.
Get off my lap.
And who's this other guy on the left hit? Get him out.
Stop bringing friends home, Laz.
Unless they're females.
Can I come over for dinner?
Hey, Ma, put some of this in my coffee, bitch.
Stovetop and boobies at 8.
Yeah, I'm always... That's something that just personally I'm always fascinated by is I see a difference in men, particularly when they've been breastfed or not been breastfed.
What's that difference? Like a sensitivity or?
I find just in like my a micro own penis? Experience. No, but I think that men that weren't breastfed are more insecure or sexually driven. I don't know. It's a little something that I always look at.
So you actually have asked people, hey, were you breastfed?
Yeah, just like going through boyfriends or things like that. It's something that I've asked people.
Right.
Like I'm one of those people. I'm like a detective about
I should ask my mom. I should text her now. I don't know. I think I have the impression that she tried and didn't do it. But I'm also, you know, I don't know anything. I can't remember last week.
Well, if you think about it, just on like a psychological level, that original bonding with your mother when you're face to face with what will later become the most sexual part of a woman to you outside of a vagina, like it probably affects things about your nature.
What if you're into butts, though?
Then you've got daddy issues.
Shit.
That's your... That's the secret daddy issue loophole, is the butt stuff.
Loophole.
Oh, man. Really? Is that a for real thing?
In my
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. I thought you were kind of just saying that. You really think... So you mean like as far as anal sex or just liking the shape of a female ass? What are you asking here?
I'm saying liking the shape of a female
ass. Okay, that's what I thought you meant. He's not talking about like anal sex.
No, but varying degrees would indicate how much of a daddy issue you have.
That's so black guys all have daddy issues.
No, because they're just admiring... It depends on the individual, because it's like if you're just admiring the female ass, you don't want anal sex.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want a girl to stick a finger in your butt.
That's why I'm delineating. No, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
It's the varying degree.
So it's not just the aesthetic. You're talking about ass play.
No, all of it. I think if you
I love the shape
of a fucking
ass. If you
have a preoccupation with butts, I mean, there's the natural thing of that's, you know, a woman's fertility and ability to bear children and all that. But then I think the more of a butt thing you have, it might start to reflect an issue with your father.
I'd like to think that I mostly admire every female part that I like equally, like all three or four of them.
Everything from the neck down. All starts to get messy at the neck.
Four?
Well, you know, there's certain... No, but, you know, there's female eyes or whatever. There's other things besides the sexual organs and orifices.
Have you ever fucked a dry eye socket, Alec?
It's not fun.
It doesn't seem like it would
It be. Wakes him up, though.
Every morning. That's how I don't have an alarm clock.
Got oh, my God.
One-eyed creeper and hangs out at the foot of my bed waiting to eye fuck
me. We've accomplished nothing.
I think we've learned a lot.
Have we?
Well, yeah. We learned about tuna evaporates. We learned about Eskimos. We learned about breastfeeding. We learned about daddy issues. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Iceberg.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
Eskimo callback.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a little full circle there.
I didn't catch that break? Because
it wasn't that good. We could break. We shall be back.
All right. Do guys come in the toilet?
What do you mean do they come in the toilet?
Come anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the freedom of that must just be magnificent.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You can't just come
in. You can just look at things or places and be like, I came on that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think women have an equivalent, like, marking of territory kind of thing. You know?
I'm doing that right now. Look at the ceiling.
Just squirted all over this lamp. Like, we can't even properly... This is my lamp.
We can't even properly piss on something. You guys can literally... It goes everywhere. ...ejaculate, like, my seed onto it. Like,
you can't, but I mean,
I've
not
cleaned
everywhere,
this with
though.
My DNA.
In theory, you can. There are consequences.
Yeah, there's terrible
but you
consequences.
Can. Right, very
you'll
terrible.
You'll end up being that guy at like Washington Square that just whips your dick out all the time.
It's
you
a slippery
don't
slope.
Be there.
Yeah.
I don't think I haven't come on that many things, and like even like masturbatorily, if that's a word. I've usually a very you know very bland.
Well, you don't want to because you want to get rid of it,
right?
You know, you don't want to, because where are you gonna put it? What are you gonna do? You're gonna hold
honestly,
on to it.
Like,
you're just
giving that away.
There are times that like I'll just jerk off into like my underwear and go to sleep, and then I wake up and it's gone. It's like tuna fish. It just kind of goes away.
It evaporates.
Yeah.
You ever see the
comparisons could be
jizz at Subway? It's so milky.
There's a Jared joke in there somewhere.
What do you think's in the tuna? That's
Yeah, see, coming in a toilet, there's certain, if I'm in public, you kind of have to, you know, you kind of bend down a little bit, get it in there. And I hate when it gets on the porcelain, like not the outer rim, like just by the ring, like where the water stops. Now I've got to like take a fucking paper, toilet paper and wipe it. So
you
the cleaning
clean
lady.
It up. And you have to clean it up.
Right. The whole point of what I'm doing is for no cleanup, no spill, no cleanup. Now I've created work.
I mean, do you imagine that like dudes just go around jerking off on everything?
Is
that
I just... would. I don't know.
You can't just do it that often either. What are you into? Like, what's turning you on while you're like...
Come on. If I wanted to, I get impulses all the time, but there's certain moments where I was like, okay, I can't do that now. Or I'll remove my... I think I've told it even here. I've jerked off 3 times in class, during class, to completion. Once in junior high school, once in high school, once in college.
Like, again, marking each of the buildings.
No, I was inside my own pants, but like I literally like still. Orgasmed during class. 3 times. It's awesome.
And then just went away.
Well, yeah, I got home and it was dry by then.
Girls do stuff similar.
Like when girls like do that.
Girls
like,
would do a thing where right. It was like we'd kind of start like rubbing our thighs together.
Like a cricket.
And like shifting in the seat kind of thing. I don't know that it was like we could do it enough. Because like if you were going to start doing it enough that you were going to come, like you would get caught. But
so you, have you ever come anywhere like ominous like that?
Everywhere I come is ominous.
Have you ever done that in the public setting where other people weren't aware of what was happening?
I got caught coming in the back of a car by my own hand by a police officer.
Oh,
wait
man.
A minute. Okay, so rewind. Set this up. What's
I don't want
it. What's bad about it, though?
I got caught masturbating.
Were you alone?
No.
So, okay. Well, okay.
Did you get arrested? Is that against the law?
No, she got a handshake. So, now, okay.
Waited for me to finish,
You're
too.
In the back seat?
Was he, like, bad lieutenanting you?
I feel was like he, like, looking through the window and jerking off? He was watching for a minute, I feel like.
Well, okay. The car was parked, obviously.
Yes.
Where?
At like a nature sanctuary park kind of place.
Okay. Now you were in the back seat.
Yes.
We were alone in the back seat.
No.
So both front seats were occupied?
No, I was alone with a boy.
Oh. So why would you have to masturbate?
It's gonna get so graphic.
We can move on.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fine.
But yeah, so and long story short. I'm rubbing one out, and then as soon as I finish, like, a cop's knocking on the window.
Oh, man.
Was this over the last 18 months?
No, okay. No, this was...
He was there for, like, 10 minutes just watching.
I feel like he was, because it was, like, as soon as I came and, like...
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
That's respect.
It was, like, he waited. He let me finish.
So... Were your pants complete, or whatever you're wearing, completely off? Were you, like, open clam?
Yeah.
So you were like doing it for this gentleman, like a show or whatever, like a nice gesture.
Kind of.
It was a guy, right?
Yes.
Were his pants, was he mutually masturbating or just watching?
His dick was out of his pants.
Wow. Did he get to come?
No.
That's awesome. Good for you. Where's the weirdest place you've came?
Oh, man. That's intense right there.
It's literally intense.
I used to...
He's an Eskimo.
I had sex in public a few times, right? Like, not like in front of people, but kind of in front of people. Like, a couple times at like an outside party, like behind a tree.
So people could have walked upon the situation.
All right, so let's say, for instance, you're like crazy drunk and you're doing it behind a tree. And the vision in your head, this is like a huge backyard. And there's like a whole bunch of trees and everything's all right. And then the next morning you go down and it's like one tree. And it's like right next to the barbecue.
Oh my god!
That kind of situation.
So people definitely
people,
saw.
And it was also where people were going. Like people would come out to go pee, and you had to stop for a couple seconds. It was definitely
that's awesome.
You definitely thought you were safe, and you're totally not safe.
Wow.
I know a lot of stories about other people that involved them, like having sex in a place where they thought was secluded, and it turned out everyone could see them.
Ah, it's so brutal.
I've never had that.
No.
I've done the tree twice. I got caught in the back of a station wagon by like a family member.
Oh.
What family member?
That is like, it is like this chick's like sister. Like,
oh, someone else's family member.
Okay, it wasn't like grandma.
He got, he got caught in the back of the igloo.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never, like, the worst I've done in that regard is I was a camp counselor and we had our end of summer banquet and I was like making out viciously with this girl who's actually now a news reporter, like on
was
a network.
Was this another counselor or was this like one of the kids?
It was one of the kids. It was the owner of the camp. She was like 90.
When you said viciously, I was like,
well, she had no, well, by she had no choice in the matter, yes, viciously.
Okay.
And we were just going at it, and like we didn't even realize how like the whole, like in front of the whole camp, we're just like disgusted. And I'm not one to make public display like that. It was just like, okay, I guess I did that. Because I'd heard the next day, I remembered once I was told, but in the moment, I'm no remembrance of that at all.
Yeah, you kind of get tunnel vision, I think.
But my dick stayed in. My pants.
The worst time I got caught, what kind of caught.
So far, what we've learned is that Alec is really fun at parties.
Watch out.
Trees like him.
Invite Alec to your barbecue.
The worst time I got caught was, like, I went to a friend's house, and he had a couch in the front, like, on the porch area. Uh-huh. And the morning after a party, this, like, mom comes up looking for her daughter at this house and, like, knocks on the door. And I'm naked on a couch that's outside with a chick under a sleeping bag. And just
was this
like,
the daughter she was looking for?
No. Not. It wasn't the daughter she was looking for. But,
Alec,
you know,
just waved,
like,
his hand. This is not the daughter you're looking for.
These are not the droid you're looking for.
Nobody's, but it was such a horrible scene. And I knew the mom. And I was like, oh, hey.
That's the thing. Like,
yeah, she's outside.
Like, I have a kid. Like, I'm going to have those moments where I'm going to stumble upon shit that's going to be awkward for both of us. Fuck.
Yeah, it's awkward. On Alec's thing, I mean, I had a situation where I literally started dating one of my closest friend's kids. So I want you to just take a moment and imagine what that's like.
Wow, I almost can. I'm close.
Almost.
Wait.
Yeah,
how does
please.
That work out, though?
My friend was, like, in her early 40s, and her son was, like, 20. And I was 29.
And right in the middle of those two.
Yeah.
Ages there.
And so he and I.
But she like encouraged it, right?
Yeah, she was like, no, that's great. But want, it was still it, like.
It's like one of those mother-daughter porn. No, you push it in this way. Yeah. Let me show you.
No schooling.
It's weird that you talk about that situation like it's weird, but I've seen that situation on the internet like several times a day.
What do you mean, like in the porn mom, videos?
It's very different.
But that's,
IRL.
Of course, two actresses, but yeah.
Yeah. In real life, it's a little different.
IRL, is that a thing?
In real life?
I've never heard that.
IRL?
That abbreviation before. I like that.
It's a thing.
I can deal with that one.
Okay. I that's why I said it, because I felt like I needed to run it by you.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Is that new?
No.
That's been around.
Yeah.
Pre-internet?
No.
Okay.
But, you know,
that's
in,
also 25
in the age
years
of the
now.
Smartphone.
Right.
Pre-internet, were there any of those things?
No.
The internet spawned all
pre-internet, there really was nothing because you just said it out loud and you had the time to say the words.
It was just Minesweeper and Solitaire.
How old are you when that happened?
21.
Seven.
21.
Okay. I like it. Was it your car or his car?
My car.
Of course, you're not going to date a guy with a car.
That never happened. That never happened.
Do you ever cruise by your spot sometimes? And you're like, that's where it happened.
That sounds very metaphorical.
There's a lot of spots that I cruise by on the regular. I can't really help it. Those are just places.
It's just called Dutchess County.
It's just Dutchess. I just could wistfully drive down all of Route 9. You can never go home again.
How do you pick your spot?
Necessity.
It starts bubbling over.
It's wherever I happen to be at the time. It's not like, I mean, these things aren't done. It takes two.
Or more.
I'm not saying that I
sometimes
instigated
three.
All of this.
Or one in a police officer.
Right.
What is my life?
Okay, have you ever pulled your car over alone and masturbated? Like you were compelled
no,
to do that?
No, but I've tried to when I've been driving.
Well, yeah, okay.
I never succeeded. I've never been able to, like, finish.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, ooh, I need a little something right now.
You know what's horrible is you don't plan for it, and then you're sitting there. And
I got to masturbate
and
right
you're like,
now.
What
yeah.
am I going to do with this?
I planned for it.
Where am I going to put it?
I came one time into a McDonald's hamburger wrapper. And thank God I'm a slob, and it was just there.
I'll think of like elaborate ways to get to the next masturbation. Like if I'm in the middle of stuff or like dealing with like family and things, I'm like, how can I sneak upstairs with the laptop?
How long will it take?
Depends.
To bang a quick one out.
If I'm like at the right point in my cycle, I can do it in like 3-4 minutes or less. And then if it's like not during like a special time of like your cycle where you're
normal clit.
Yeah, just normal. Like then it could be, it's a huge variable. Like,
do you have to like run a bubble bath and light candles and shit?
No,
and
no.
Lavender
I'm down. I'm down and dirty, but sometimes it takes a while.
Do you have to like seduce yourself a little bit to get
them? No, no, because I'm no part of it. It's such a like third person out of body kind of experience. Like,
I can get it done like two.
2 minutes? See, yeah. The thing is, I normally want to stretch it. You know, I could probably do it quicker, but I like to really take my time and get to the right moment, come at the right part of the video, all
that's
that
important.
Shit.
I'm on time constraints.
Yeah, if that's the case, right.
I don't want to be late for work.
Like, there are certain... I am late for work a lot because of that. Like, sometimes I'll be like, all right, the car's warming up, I have 6 minutes. And I'll just be like, all right, get this done.
I screw myself, though, because I'll start out like Alec... And I'll be like, okay.
Now I'm in.
we're, this is not for fun. This is just, we are going in, doing what we got to do, getting out. And then it's like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, but I could, and I end up being like, well, you know what? I don't need to shower. You know? Or like, I start taking things off my to-do list. And like, I'll end up just showing up to some place in my pajamas, like with a wet spot on my crotch. Because I
do you notice it?
Like,
oh, shit.
My hair is just up in a messy bun. I have no makeup. Like,
but you're feeling great.
Oh, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, you're feeling good. That's all that matters.
But yeah, no, it's like if I show up someplace a hot mess, it's not because I was like doing drugs or doing something nefarious. It's like, no, I was just fapping in the way that I deserve to.
I can relate. We can relate. We can relate to that.
Yeah. That's
I try to save it. Like I was two weeks ago. At one span of like of a Saturday into Monday morning, I think I jerked off like 9 to 12 times. I lost count. Like it was
wait,
just
Saturday into Sunday.
It was not this
morning.
Past, but a Saturday into Monday morning. So it was like probably a 35-hour whatever it was. It was like a little over a day. And then I went to work the next day, and I was so weak and like run, like my body was just desperately trying to regenerate. And like then I took a week off because I really wanted to enjoy the next load.
It was literally like I'm spent.
Yeah, like my essence was like just done. I don't know how I got out of bed that day. I felt like shit. So there does come a certain point.
This is a sad story. This is like why they used to like tie kids up when they went to bed and like circumcise them and feed them cornflakes. Like this is to prevent this type of like,
just fuck it. It sucks that I care that I want to do it that much. And it's nice to not care for a week and then rub one out and it's all right. This is special. This is good.
Did you light candles for that?
I've never lit a candle.
You just feeling yourself.
I've also never used lube. I've never used any kind of like lotion. I don't get that.
It's like an extra investment for nothing.
Yeah, like if I know how to do it without that. You know, I'm good.
Especially on the run. I mean, if you're in a car.
On the run. For the masturbator on the go.
Yeah, you can't do it. You got to clean up. You got to wash your hands. Wash your dick, you know.
I don't wash nothing. I'm just plug and play.
Just let it dry out.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, so like... One time my mom came in my room when I was like, I don't know, like 14 or something like that. And in my closet were all these old tidy whities I used to use to fucking spanker chief, right?
Spanker chief.
And after I was done, I was like, what do I do with this? I can't put in the regular laundry. My mom would be stuck to my family's clothes. Oh. I'm going to do this. I threw in the closet. And then one day she came in, there was like 10, 20 fucking.
She kept wondering why like, she
just
buying more.
Like, boomerang.
Well, they get it's all like stained.
They're like softballs.
So it's got like all these stains. And I was like, oh, I just like peed myself, I guess.
I'm embarrassed. I'm so
what's
ashamed.
Worse is being a girl and having underwear like that. Because then your dad, who does your laundry, knows exactly where you've been.
Man.
I do the laundry in my house. Fuck.
It's rough. You get some hard times coming.
Yeah. Fuck. My dad would get some crunchy panties.
Did he ever comment on it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He'd be like, he'd come out and usually like say something in Italian, even though he's not Italian.
Couldn't you just take them off? Like, why are you coming in your panties?
I wasn't. It was
someone else was.
Someone else's cum, because guy cum is what makes it crunchy.
That's less gross. Okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I thought your dad
cum.
Was peeling your fucking pussy chips off.
It was guy cum.
Okay, that's better. That's way better.
Girl cum is the worst. Thing
girl cum doesn't really get crunchy like that.
My wife's dad, like when we first started dating, like he was into this. He's still into this recycling kick. Like he was like peeling my used condoms out of a trash can.
Did you recycle condoms?
No, but I had it, I think, in the wrong can. I think I had it in the recycling can or something, and he had to, like, peel it off.
It's like, I'm just trying to take these bottles back to the store.
Like, is it, you know, this is biodegradable. What are you talking about? Fuck.
Compost that.
You ever carry like a used condom with you, like, afterwards?
Not that I know of. Because my scared. Ass, baby.
You want to get it out of there?
Well, because you're scared. Yeah, you're scared. You're like, me.
I'm not leaving this.
What if they try to use it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've flushed them at times. Like, you'd flush them, right?
They you can could, float
but
back
I mean
up.
That's also bad for the environment.
Fuck the environment.
That's why your dad was peeling condoms out because you knew you were on some. Fuck you! Fuck you, environment!
Fuck you, wife's dad! Fuck you! All. Fuck everything! Just fuck your daughter!
Oh Jesus!
Thank God condoms aren't a thing in my life right now. It's just I can't even imagine. And if I were to fuck another bitch, yeah, I'd use one, but fuck.
But condoms previously were always a thing for you?
See, with other women? Besides,
or just, yeah, in your life.
I think in serious relationships I'd been in, eventually it would evolve toward just unprotected sex, and there weren't a ton of long-term relationships, but most bitches were just condoms, and it sucks. Even like my wife, every once in a while, years ago, would go through this kick where she thought, I'm like, I'm not wearing it. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm just not wearing it. Like, I can afford an abortion. Not wearing it.
I can afford an abortion.
Yeah, where's it? You get it like a big pack because you think you fuck a lot. You're like being optimistic about it. You're like, I might need a 12er. This is gonna be. I'm gonna have some fun.
The only thing more embarrassing, I think, when you're like a teenager in your parents' house, or as like an adult in your parents' house, as some of us might know. Is like the only thing sadder than your parents seeing like used condoms in the garbage unused. Is them seeing unused
expired ones.
Expired.
Kylie came across like I have a in my computer desk. I don't even know where they came from, but I'm pretty sure she wanted me to get them. God knows how long ago. I mean, and she came across them and she's like, "Oh, where'd you get these?" And I'm like, "Honestly, I think you made me buy them. This is not. First of all, I wouldn't be that sloppy if it was
had an incident recently. No, right? Where your wife found condoms and forgot that they were
something
for
like
you
that.
And her?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if she believed me. I was like, listen, like.
But was she upset?
Not really. I think she was more busting my balls. I'm like, no, I really think like you made me get those. I said, check the expiration date. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't yesterday. You know, it was somewhat aged.
It's almost like she's questioning your intelligence. Like you would be able to hide it better.
Exactly. And believe me, I think I would. I'd be able to hide it fine. I think. I mean, I might get careless, but I'd be all right. I've never had to, though. I've luckily never had to.
Well, I think if you were married and were having an affair, it's like if you're having condoms for your affair, like you don't, if you have extra, you don't leave those lying around. Like throw them out, get them as needed, you know? Like,
yeah, but I don't think. I mean, I probably, yeah, exactly. Or leave them at her house or.
I toss them in
whatever.
My car condoms now. So, yeah, because I was like married for a while, so it's
were you
signal yeah, yeah
oh, good
yeah.
For you, you got out.
Yeah, yeah, it happened. But
how long were you married?
5 years. We were together like 10 years. So but so now, you know, I try to keep them, but the weather's like horrible. It's like so cold.
Yeah, I was gonna say
these are all fucking worthless.
They become like little frisbees.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna like buy more. That's what it comes down to.
I've always bought them on an as-need basis. Like the times that I'd go into a situation hoping or expecting to get laid, I never would. It always happened when I least expected it. So I didn't want to have that condom jinx. Now, there were a couple situations maybe recently where, like, it would have come in handy. But, you know, I don't think I've ever, I don't know, fuck condoms. That's the point.
Was that the point of that?
Fuck condoms.
Fuck condoms.
I don't get it.
But lambskin.
I don't get it.
But that doesn't prevent.
Is that the preferred? See, okay, that's a question I would have.
It's thinner,
like,
but.
What is your preferred method?
I've only used latex. Oh, wait, of what? Of birth control?
Contraception in general, yeah.
Abortion. Kill the bitch, I don't know.
Stairway.
Right. Wire hanger.
Whoops.
Roundhouse kick.
Abortion's like plan E. I'm going to take a bat to her.
So my plan A is stairway. I don't even wait.
Like, as you're coming, she's being kicked down the stairs.
Plan
like,
right. B is really more plan A.
I'd hope the girl's on the pill, because, like, who's that putting out? You know?
Only, you know, it gives her a stroke or cancer. Yeah, but, like,
so? There's more women where
won't
that
be
came
my
from.
Problem by then. They used to do this thing in France. They called it Le Canard Bleu, which is the blue duck. And they would give a guy a duck to have sex with and cut off its head so that its whole body was convulsing on the guy's dick. This is a real thing.
Sounds good in theory.
I didn't make it up. Supposedly Marlon Brando did this.
Is that something only rich people do?
I would think so. Like hunting man or any other like deplorable act. It's something that's exclusively for rich people.
That's what happens. You get they to a eat point the grossest where you're so things. Rich, you're like, why haven't I fucked the planet? I haven't fucked a headless duck yet. Let me get over to France.
Got to keep pushing the envelope, you know? When you have that much money, what else are you going to do with it?
Last week, I fucked a endangered
rhino. I don't even want to fuck this duck. I just have to prove that I can afford to.
Just kind of leave my jizz everywhere. That's like marking my territory.
Well, that's a real thing.
That's what happened to that lion everyone cared about that got killed.
Cecil.
Yeah. That guy definitely fucked the lion.
You know he fucked that lion.
He fucked the lion.
Who's the king of beasts now?
That dentist.
There's no car sporty enough to like help you compensate for some like lower manly thing. Then it's like, you don't need to buy a Maserati. You can just go fuck a lion. And then...
I wonder if there was some cop watching him fuck the lion, but waited till he finished before he, you know, approached. I bet.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
You think the lion finished?
The lion would have done it if you were awake.
I can't right now.
Like okay. You're... Have any of us ever fucked an animal?
No.
I think at some point, I don't remember which cat. I think one of my cats did lick my balls while I was asleep. Like, I think I woke up to my cat licking my ball. So for all I know, I've slept through quite a few ball lickings by cats. But I know of one for sure. And I didn't prompt it. It just kind of happened.
So it woke you up.
Yeah. That you ever feel one of those tugs?
Okay, so did you stop the cat? I mean, How long did it take you to stop the cat?
Well, I pretended I was sleeping for like 3 to 5 minutes. And you know.
You didn't want to wake up and ruin it. This is the cat. The whole the cat off was the thought that you were sleeping.
The cat likes it better this way.
Who am I to ruin the cat's fantasy?
No, yeah. This is what it wants. Let it have it.
You can't scare it. The next thing you know, you're just going to scratch your scrotes.
Right? No, there's no snooze button on that alarm.
Yeah, don't startle it. Let it take what it wants.
It doesn't even sound like it's going to be good. Those tongues are horrible.
No, I'm not even big on ball licking anyway. I don't need my balls licked or sucked. That's fine, but I always feel endangered. Do you like having your balls sucked?
It's definitely a vulnerable position.
Like, dudes seem to like that.
They could just do like a
But even like
couldn't
like
we do like that on the tip down. Of your dick during a blowjob? Like
my dick might survive. My ball would probably like explode.
It's so much more sensitive. It's not even close. I don't like my balls fucked with. I don't know. They're there. Leave them alone.
It's window dressing.
What'd they do to you?
Do you try to, if you're fucking, do you try to like tuck it in between so it's not even involved?
No, I've never tried that.
Have you guys ever had like, well, it wouldn't be the same for you. Never mind. But I've had guys try and like, they're fucking me and they try and stick their balls in too. Like stuff their balls.
Why?
I don't know. But I've had more than one guy.
It seems
like, is
so
your vagina that cavernous that something else has to go in there to make it fulfilling for them?
I hope not. I don't think so.
I've never heard of ball stuff.
How do they approach it? Do they reach behind them?
That sounds painful.
I've had a friend that had a guy do that to her, too.
Ball stuffed her?
Yeah.
That's got to be called. We have to coin something right now.
It doesn't really work, or at least when guys try that. Well, first of all, it's apparently a thing.
But like, wouldn't it come out every stroke?
That's the Poughkeepsie pork
grind. Yeah, but it's just about getting it in there. The Poughkeepsie pork
grind. Wait a minute. I don't... Listen, any listener out there, male, female, if you've ever experienced either end of this situation, let us know on Facebook, please. I've never even heard of that. I've heard of a girl sticking her nipple into my friend's dick hole, which was odd in itself, but like...
That's a classy move.
Stuffing... So your dick and balls are in a girl's snatch.
I feel like you need an assistant, because you couldn't... How are you going to reach it? How are you going
to... I like to think that my pussy's so good, guys would love to get every bit of themselves in there.
And they have.
They just come out. It's like a clown car.
I just don't see how it's even really...
It's not enjoyable. That's why I was asking about it,
Can't... Well, it obviously, it's... There's nothing... What can feel good about that? It sounds painful.
What kind of crazy sex have you had where now you're at the point where it's only good if your balls go in?
Right. Was this person doing it as a gag, or like were they getting off on
no,
it? Or
like
did you ask them, what the fuck are you doing?
It's usually been guys that had, you know, like balls that they liked.
Oh, they like their balls involved in the party.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a plus two.
Yeah.
Like the invitation came with a plus two. Okay. Huh.
That sounds incredibly painful.
Maybe I'm very vanilla in the fact that I just, like, I am a deviant, but, like, sexually, I just like the shit that everyone likes. A lot of it.
I feel like girls with balls, it's kind of always, like, I have a joke about it, even, where it's just, like, you feel like you're going to hang out with, like, someone that you really want to see, like, and then there's two wrinkly old guys sitting next to him on the couch that don't look like they're planning on leaving. Like, you know, it's kind of like, well, what do I do with these? You know, but I'm not grossed out by them. I'll do whatever anybody wants, really. But it's like they're a mystery because guys either go one way or the other. It's like they either don't like any attention paid to them or they like a lot of attention paid to them. So you got to kind of figure that out.
I've also, like, a lot of times with women or my wife, sometimes women, like...
Women or my wife, sometimes. Either, the wife, like, is only sometimes.
Sometimes it almost seems like a stubbornness, like where, like, I've said I don't like something and they just do it anyway. Like...
Because you don't like it.
Like, I have this... Like, it's not even just
stop
one person.
Stop having sex with me, Ian.
Like, there's certain things that, like... Or maybe I give off a vibe. I thought that I pretty much expressed clearly, but maybe I give off some kind of ambivalence.
Maybe they feel like you would love it if you could open it.
But that's almost like my
it.
Mother-in-law's cooking. Like, don't tell me how much salt to put on it or if I should use salsa or ketchup. Like, serve it to me and I will do as I wish with your dish. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone ever try to, like, just go balls?
That sounds fun.
No, not
just
not that.
Just
no
balls.
Dick, all balls.
I mean, I've had guys where it's like, if they're rubbing it on the whole thing and, like, they slide up so far that their balls are, like, at the opening, but it's not like the opening is just like,
no, it
hey,
takes a
like,
massive effort to cram balls into
yeah,
a vagina.
That's a choice.
Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
I have never
heard of that.
I wish my mom would text back. I'd ask her that too.
Was I the product of ball
fucking? No, like, was I breastfed and did you ever have balls in your cooch? I need answers.
It's not like even the guys that tried, it's not like you could really successfully get them in. It's more like they just kind of try. Like,
I don't get it.
It's not.
I don't get it on any level. And if I get it at all, it's on more of like the, hey, I can do this for shits and giggles. Like, there's nothing erotic about that at all.
You'd have to have a really long ball sack.
Not that I do.
I've known some.
It's touchy.
I've known some danglers.
That was one night.
No.
There's a picture, of course, too. Like, the one night that I take them out, they're fucking on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
They were.
They really were. Like, I guarantee you right now, they're not
like
that.
It looked like warm, silly putty.
My balls, it was so long. They were just, they look like, you know when, like, someone washes their one-piece pajamas over a fucking washboard? That's what it looked like. Big stretched out.
I think I have those pictures.
It was taken here. Pajama? Feel free.
I will. Those out.
No, that was like one, and I have a picture that's better. I'll show you my picture of my balls.
Oh, God.
And the truth lies somewhere
it,
in
the... Do you keep it at the ready?
Yes, evidence. If anyone sees the stretchy picture, they've got to see the tight, like, handball picture. Like the avocado.
So yours is the avocado?
No, like, at times. Like, right now, I think it's somewhere in the middle.
He stood next to the freezer and held them like a bouquet. That's how he took the second one.
I presented them. Dude, the maid of honor caught
for
them.
For your consideration.
Exhibit B.
A-L-L-S.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? Should we take another break and
take
see if
break.
We want to come back and take decide? We'll be back for the final segment of the show.
So, Alec, you had the swine flu?
Yeah, I did. I got the swine flu like 2 years ago.
How does one contract swine flu?
That's the worst part. I don't even know how I got it. Like, no one around me had it. No one at work had it. It was just, I think I got it from a hospital. My mom had like heart issues or something. I went to the hospital to see her, and I think that's where I got it.
That's always where those things come from.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal, though.
So what were the symptoms of swine flu?
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, now it's back.
Something was off.
Yeah, now it's
back. I guess.
I was back hardcore.
But so you had swine flu.
Yeah. I woke up, and I was, you know, I knew I was, like, fucked up. Like, I knew I was really sick, so I called out of work. And I went to take a shower, and I was so, like, messed up from the sickness that I fell in the shower, like, full-on grabbed, like, the curtain and, like, slammed into the floor. And I was so sick and fucked up that I was like, I better finish my shower.
I feel like I'm going to be horrified in a minute when he's like, this was, like, 2 weeks ago. So I'm pretty sure I'm not contagious.
Probably 2008 or 9, right?
No, this is, like, 2014.
Oh, wow. There's still swine flu going around?
Oh, yeah. It's still there. It's still there.
Wow.
I know, as a fact.
So how long did it take to get over that?
Like a week. A week of sweating. It was brutal. And then after I took a shower, I drove to the ER. Or not the ER. I went to, like, urgent care. But, like, I almost got in two head-on collisions on the way there because, like, I had 104.7.
You're probably hallucinating.
I couldn't focus on anything. It was worse than driving drunk.
He thought he was playing Mario Kart.
It was horrible. But yeah, so I got there. They gave me Tylenol. I had a swine flu. It was brutal. I got there a half hour before urgent care opened, and it was like February.
Did they give you a Tylenol
cold.
Because they didn't know it was swine flu?
They gave me a Tylenol because my fever was so high. And
okay, but then
about, like,
how? Did, when was
damage.
The moment that you were told, okay, Mr. Vanacore, you have swine flu? What
like,
was that?
Well, they poked my nose, and then he disappeared for a while and came back, and he's like, yeah, you got the swine flu. You got the H1N1. It was intense. They had to do a whole training at my job about H1N1 in case it, like, spread it out to people.
Then they braised him with some hollandaise sauce.
They put an apple in my mouth.
His dick fucking squiggled up like a pigtail.
Oh, my God.
It's already like that.
You know, ducks have a corkscrew penis.
Really?
They
is
do.
That why it's so hot when you cut their head off and fuck
well,
them?
That's
not,
for the reach around part.
You're not probably fucking their penis, but...
But feel free to.
If you want to. But yeah, ducks have a corkscrew penis, and can they are rapey with it. I've seen duck rape firsthand.
What?
Did it rape another duck or something
yes.
else?
No, ducks rape each other, and it is violent with their corkscrew penises.
Fuck.
And I've seen it on video, and then I saw it in person. I'd pay a pretty penny for it.
So you check
it.
Out, you search corkscrew duck
no.
raping.
I saw it on, like, nature specials. Ducks are very rapey. And then I was at a friend's house, and it was, like, nighttime in the moonlight, and these few male ducks are just, like, raping all the females. It was hard to watch.
Are you sure they didn't like it?
They did not seem like
how do you know for sure those female ducks weren't asking for it?
Well, they weren't wearing pants.
That's my point.
As ducks,
they had it all
as
out.
Ducks tend not to do. You know, that's why Donald Duck has been raped 14 times. That's
I believe it.
What they don't want you to know.
I'm kind of a jerk. Wears,
why
he
even
wears
bother
the
with
rest
that
of the clothes. He wears you can't just
he
slip
wants
some pants
to
on.
Have his dick when, hanging out, that when, corkscrew dick.
When you make the choice to not wear pants but wear a hat with tassels on it, that's when you're really
Porky Pig
invitation.
Like Porky Pig
you
wears the bow tie
billboard.
Porky Pig wears the bow tie and the sport coat and no pants.
Yeah, well,
Bugs Bunny doesn't wear
he
anything.
He was delirious from the swine flu. So
I almost got quarantined. I was in Hong Kong during the peak of swine flu. Like the next
what?
Hotel over was the Metro Park Hotel where the quarantine was happening. I lucked out that I wasn't staying in that hotel because we were there for a week. We'd walk by. They were all like in the lobby partying their asses off because they were just stuck amongst themselves. And we'd just walk by and watch them just getting fucking lit in the, like right in the lobby, but they couldn't open the door. And then we were there when they opened the doors and released them, and it was fucking amazing. They all like released back into
it was like the Hotel Rwanda.
They all had shirts made up. Like instead of Metro Park Hotel, it said Metro Pork Hotel. And then they had like noses, like the fucking pig noses on. They were like enjoying it.
That's the beauty
it.
Of the age of social media is when you still have your smartphone with you when these things are happening. And like that's the difference between not making those shirts and making those shirts.
That's right.
It's because we can't appreciate it here in the moment, but somebody out there will.
They made the most of it. I'm sure it sucked, but like the staff couldn't go home for like 10 days more. I think it was like 12 days.
Hotel Rwanda.
And they made the most of it. And lucky for me, I did not catch it.
Yeah, thank God you didn't go to Hong Kong to fuck a pig.
No, I went there to fuck a duck.
I didn't That's fuck France. Any pigs to get the swine flu. It wasn't.
That's the only way to get swine flu.
I wore a condom.
Well, it was
lambskin. Made of lambskin?
It was. You made had the of lamb flu. Oh man,
you had mad cow.
I wish I had a party when I had swine. All I had, I watched all of Supernatural on Netflix.
That's the worst thing I can
don't
imagine.
Remember any of it. I just know you that I was so like, much I better got off. Through it, and I looked at Netflix, and it was like season.
Never
My
heard
fiance
of
is like this big Supernatural fan, and it's just the fucking
what
worst.
Is that? I've never heard of that.
It's one of those like.
Is it like an X-Files or something?
CW11 shows, and it's like...
So it's a reality show or scripted?
Like bad acting, scripted. Bad special effects, all like supernatural kind of stuff. And he's tried to make me watch this like 10 times, and I just can't.
He loves it.
He loves it.
Huh. It's like and it is Buffy so the Vampire Slayer, but with two dudes.
Yes. Ah. Yes, very
So
much.
It's the same two characters like hunting supernatural shit week mm-hmm. by week?
Yes.
Never. Yep. I might have heard of the name. I've never really... I don't know what the fuck it is.
And I like supernatural stuff, but it's just... It's so
I typically
bad.
Don't.
It's so bad.
You don't like anything? Not even Ghost
I don't
Hunters.
Watch a lot of... I don't watch almost any shows. So, yeah. I've never seen Ghost
He only
Hunters.
Watches porn. Exclusively.
I think
That's
I...
Should you ever watch any ghost-themed porn?
Oh, I
have. Saw The Devil and Miss Jones. That's sort of ghost-themed.
I've been on kicks where just, like, for funsies, like, I've gone through, like... Weird like fantasy or monster sections like and are weird
oh you watched
tech.
The Freddy Krueger porn we've been over that
yeah but like I've seen all kinds of like weird like you know werewolf porn or you know like all kinds
but
of
the
crazy
dick
shit.
Is always normal like they don't like put
sometimes
like, you've seen
while,
the modified dick
I've
do
seen,
you mean like it's they're wearing a wolf costume
and then their regular dick
out?
Comes
but,
out
yeah. But I've seen
like
ones,
the milk breastfeeding bra
I saw a prehistoric porn and like,
caveman sex
yeah they went back in time and there was caveman sex but there's also like velociraptor sex
stop like a guy
and
in a costume
it had a like prosthetic velociraptor
and the bitch
dick.
Fucked it
yeah
wait so this was a man in a costume
it was a man in a velociraptor costume
but
with a
dick.
Prosthetic
I guess a man it could be a woman
yeah it was a big velociraptor dick
wow
I saw this at a sleepover on like Skinamax or some porn channel when I was like 9. I've been searching for it ever since. No, I'm a liar. I was 14. And that was because that was when I was in Catholic school. That's all I remember.
And ever since you've been searching for that dino
I've been
dick.
Trying to find that same porn again and I can't find it.
What was wow. it called? Do you know what it was
I don't know what it was called, but I keep putting in like dinosaur porn, prehistoric porn, like time machine porn. All
Are you
kinds
you're,
of stuff.
You're sure you saw that?
Yes, it was real. My friend Maura, the one that you pranked,
she watched it with you.
She was there while I was trying to fap to this.
Wow. Was it in your car?
No, this was in the basement of her parents' house.
Fuck! I hate the fact that I have kids.
Every parent dreads the day that they find their kid watching Velociraptor porn.
My parents knew that was only the tip of the iceberg.
Man, they have like the Jurassic Park music going on.
They knew what they were dealing with. I did some nasty shit.
That they know of. Imagine what they don't know
of. Yeah, that's what I'm
of.
Saying. There's so yeah. much that they've never heard about.
Oh, so now that I think back to it, so your dad was giving you shit for like semen. He knew that it was jizz.
Yeah.
Wow. You were like what? Like 20?
He knew that I was like out on a date with whoever the night before. And then I come back and my panties are like on top of the laundry and like the middle's all clearly.
I don't like that.
It's gonna happen to you.
There's gotta be a better
You know what you need to do? You need to set up now where they do their own laundry.
Yeah, I'll figure out something.
Or you just don't look at the crotch. Or I'll like just it's your daughter's panties, just like grab them and throw them.
Like. I like to sniff them though. No, but what I do like to do though.
You could see Alex.
But what I do like to do though, like when I have an OCD where I want everything folded right side in. So like I do take time to actually organize itself. Now I've got a. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, that's not a worry for today.
Got a couple years.
Yeah, you think about that tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
It's going to be on your mind.
I got a couple years. I better just enjoy the next 3 to 4 years because it's all downhill age-wise, kids age-wise. I'm fucked. I'm so fucked.
That's why I can't. That's why I never had any kids.
Don't. There's no reason
Don't do
to.
It.
Zero.
Don't do
Nothing
it.
Good except, I guess...
If you feel that way, go sponsor one of those Sally Struthers starving kids in another country. You'll get pictures once in a while. You don't have to pay alimony. It's fantastic.
But is that even real? I don't believe any of that shit.
Who cares? You can feel like you've done something.
You're part of the solution, right?
I can just, you know, sneak into an elementary school and take the pictures.
And just cuddle them.
Kids. I mean, the...
just know. Hold them like
here's
they were
36
my own.
Cents this month. It's a cup of coffee there.
Yeah. It's not helping anybody.
Go save one of those three-legged Sarah McLachlan puppies instead.
That's tangible.
Save them either. I don't believe any of it goes anywhere. I saw this thing where they're talking about, like, I don't know if it's Greenpeace or Red Cross. I don't want to talk
the
shit
breakdown.
About
the place.
I don't know, but it was like $500 million to make 6 metal shacks.
No, they have a lot of overhead. Like they have clerical, you know, office workers. They have to support actual career people that run the Red Cross.
But when you look at a charity and it's like, oh wow, 10% of what is given goes to where it should be
like
going.
The Susan Coleman, like the cancer, like
there's no
10% goes to
anything
cancer
has
research.
A 90% overhead. Like right. That. I feel like if I so, move. You're a bad charity. Don't even bother.
Right. I want to just move to that country because if you can feed yourself for like 3 cents a day, that's a place to be.
I could live on some gruel. You got some views over there, right?
I bet you get the best.
Get a
gruel,
wicked
though.
Tan.
I mean, for a quarter will probably get you like some lion.
You got to walk 6 miles to get it though. That's the problem.
It only costs
you die on the way
it
back.
Only costs $12 to fuck a lion over there.
Right.
So we'd live like kings.
Right.
We could fuck all the lions that we want.
There would be no lion left.
No.
If I was in town.
Mountain gorillas extinct.
Every lion would die of swine
them
flu.
To death.
One by one.
I heard there's only one white northern rhino left.
And I'm gonna fuck it.
Goddamn, better believe I'm gonna fuck it.
There's like soldiers that protect it.
It
like,
died of government. Shock.
It died of disappointment after I was done having sex with it.
It died of shame.
I sat on its horn.
Oh, man.
Oof. Fuck charity. The best charity is like just buy like some dude a fucking sandwich or a hot coffee if they're sitting in the street. Then you know where it went.
Yeah.
Or let them buy their crack. Give them a couple bucks. Not gonna
kill
you.
Well, they also have something in the major cities now where like at a lot of diners and restaurants and things, you can pay in advance. Like for coffees or sandwiches or things, and the homeless people can come in and they ask if there's any, you know, on the chat.
Sorry, hobo, not today. Get out.
Yeah.
Not today,
like,
bum.
I feel like it'd just be so easy to be like, nah, nothing.
Not today, bum. Yeah, because every business owner wants fucking stinky fucking vagabonds in their
You're
establishment.
Late. I ate your Danish 45 minutes ago.
Sorry.
So they paid specifically for oatmeal. Sorry. Enjoy. Just go to the homeless shelter, jerk.
Oh. The issues.
Homeless shelters must be all right, though. It's probably fun. You probably know people there.
People have said recently that, what the fuck was I watching, that they feel safer and more secure in jail than these homeless shelters. Like, there's so much anarchy.
Yeah, so many of the homeless population is suffering from psychological disorders. That's the number one cause of homelessness. And so
that
when
and a bad thumb and wrist.
Fucker. Anyway. No, but so when you're in an environment like that, I mean, people are having all kinds of delusions and lashing out in ways that, you know, people in prison usually made a calculated decision that landed them there as opposed to the psychologically unstable.
So I was like, what if there's some homeless duck with a corkscrew dick? You're fucked.
Just waiting.
They all.
Quack.
It's got no flock left.
You know, just turned down a dark alleyway and all of a sudden, this ain't no Aflac commercial.
If I was homeless, I'd be a mole man.
He insured that ass.
It'd be sweet. God. That's probably the best place to be for a homeless person.
Jail?
Mole man.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting the subway systems and stuff. That's what I'd do.
I could see you being a mole person. That's why I laughed when this whole topic came up, because I got Alec a part in a film.
As a homeless person?
I got hired on this film project called The Falls, and they wanted they were asking BJ, and I was like, yeah, no, he won't do it. He turned it down.
Why?
Because he's very important. Anyway, so he turned it down, and I was like, so what's the role here? And I'm looking, and they were like, yeah, if you have any other comedian or actor, people that you think might be good for the role, I'm looking at it, and it's a hobo. I was like, Alec Vanacore.
It became apparent, like, I looked at it, and she was like, oh, you know, there's a part for it. I think you'd be good at it. And then I look at the script, it's like, oh, well, you're going to be playing this hobo, kind of. Kind of homeless.
Can you pretend to piss yourself?
Yeah, like, kind of. You fit the bill. And then he's like, well, like, he gave me a description of the clothes to bring, like a different set of clothes.
I was
like,
that.
Fuck, that's my clothes. That's what I'm wearing. I didn't even change for it. Like, I went like, straight yo. There, and he was like, that's perfect.
I was like, I got a real homeless-looking friend, son.
Yeah. I'll be right there. I'm finishing
he's
this can
literally
of sardines.
Homeless.
Sharpening a knife.
Meet him under the Mid-Hudson Bridge at 5 o'clock.
I think the glory days of hobos are over.
It really is. The roaring
dancing
20s,
on trains.
You know?
Yeah.
All you needed was a handkerchief and a dream.
And a chlamydia.
And a stick.
That's all you needed.
I think we've hit the end of our episode here.
Yes.
It's been a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's
thanks
been
for
fun.
Having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
And as always, we are the Loose Noose. Check us out on Stitcher and iTunes, and big, big things coming soon.
Yeah, a few more places that will be able to be heard very shortly. Stay tuned. You might be listening there right now for all we know.
Peace.
Peace out.
Bye.